question was asked in Halakha, does one have to stand during the Hazara of the Amidah? What exactly is the proper custom or behavior regarding standing during the Hazara? So the Rama in Siman Kuf Chav Dalid, Halakha Dalid, clearly writes in his commentary, Yesh Omrim Shekol Ha'am Ya'amdu Kishechozer HaShaliach Sibur HaTefilah, that the entire congregation should stand when they're repeating the Amidah. As a matter of fact, that is the opinion brought down as well in the Sefer Menorat HaMa'or, where he says, and I quote, it's in Ner Shelishi Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, "V'sarich la'amod me'omed shomei ha'tefilah k'sheshaliach sibur chozer ha'tefilah." Furthermore, the She'elot u'tshuvot halachot ketanot wants to bring a proof from a Gemara in Yoma Daf Pezayin Amud Bet. The Gemara there said that when they would repeat the Amidah, Shmuel would sit. When would he get up? He would get up and they would say, Chatati, Aviti, Pasharti, because that's the main vidui. And vidui has to be said while standing. It's mashma, but that for the rest of the Hazara, Shmuel was sitting. And therefore you see some of the sources. Someone even say that the opinion of Harambam in Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Tet Halakha Gimal, where Harambam writes, Hakol Omdim Veshum'im Hazarat HaShaliach Sibur. Harambam's language clearly says that everybody listens and stands when they repeat the Hazara. So based on all those opinions, it seems that those that have a custom to stand definitely have clear sources. However, there are as many people that have the custom to sit. And that's what it seems as well is the minhag of most of the Sefaradim. What are they relying on? Well, first of all, regarding that Gemara with Shmuel, really not a proof, because you could say the reason why he sat during the Hazara is because it was a fast day, and either he was chole or he was weak, and therefore you really can't bring a proof to what he did on Yom Kippur. Furthermore, what the Rambam says, that everybody is omdim, the Yaskil Avdi, Hacham Obadiah Hadaya, in his Teshuvot, his Teshuvah is actually in Ora Hayim Siman Bet, that's Yaskil Avdi Chelek Bet as well, says that the word omdim means to be silent, doesn't mean to stand, and he brings proof. So what the Rambam is just telling you, during the Hazara, everybody listens, they're omdim, and they're quiet, listening to the Hazara. And therefore, that would not be a proof as well. And some say, if the Rambam really was a proof, the Rama would have brought the Rambam as a source. Instead, he brings Sefer HaMinhagim as the source. So therefore, lahalakha, those that sit during the Hazara definitely have what to rely on. Those that stand, clearly we see that Rama's opinion is to stand. It should be noted, however, that if you're in a place where the custom is to stand, one must not break from the custom of the kahal and should stand with the kahal, in order, no pun intended, not to stand out. And therefore, everybody has to do what the kahal is doing. Now, if you're in a kahal where they sit and a person wants to stand, that's also okay, as we see from these opinions. This is the way Hacham David Yosef comes out in his Halakha Berura in Siman Kuf Chav Dalid, in actually Helek Vav on page Resh Ayin Aleph. Then he concludes and says, Ve'af b'mkom shenahagu la'amod. And even in a place where the custom is to stand, yesh la'akel lemishu zaken o chode la'shevet b'sha'at hazara. Even in those places, an old person or someone that's weak can't sit. So again, the halakha, people that sit during the hazara, they have what to rely on, and that seems that's the minhag by the Sefaradim. However, there are customs that they do stand as well, as we saw the sources. In any event, in the place where everybody's standing, one should not break from the prevalent custom.